We don't have any frog jumping contests here in Washington, alas. But our city still manages to attract tourists, despite that omission. They like to look at our monuments and shrines and dangle a foot or two in our reflecting pools on a hot summer day. And as an added attraction this 4th of July, we have not frogs, but rolling stones. And several thousand young people pass the holiday today by waiting in long lines to see them. The stones are appearing at Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in town tonight in front of one of the largest audiences since the Beatles tour in 1965. Linda Wertheimer spoke with some of the people who were standing in line.
I've come to see the Rolling Stones.
People told me to be, you know, to be careful and stuff, but I'm not scared. I don't think anything will happen. As long as they come and show up and, you know, we'll stay for our encore and everything. Everything will work out fine. Nobody wants to cause trouble.
The Hells Angels aren't here.
There's so many people, you know, and everybody wants to get in and get a seat, so, you know, get it early and try to get the best seat.
When they open up the gates, everybody's going to feel like sardines, I think.
You know, there's like a mystique about the Stones, you know, like,
you hear so much talk about
right,
it.
Like, you know, how,
so like a legend.
How Mick Jagger is and all that. I just want to see it for myself, you know, besides I really like them, you know. Think about the greatest rock and roll band in the world.
I got here about 11 o'clock last night.
This morning.
I was here, you know, all night and watching people, you know, and everything is really nice. The only thing that, you know, was really loud was the firecrackers, and everything has really been really nice.
I'd do anything to see the Stones.
A lot of tourists came here not so much to see the Stones, but to watch our national celebration of Independence Day and maybe to see a few of the historical sites around our town.
We've seen the Washington Monument, the Jefferson Memorial, the White House. We went through the White House this morning, and yesterday we went through the Smithsonian.
I think it's very good for the children. Yeah. Should be very educational.
Very patriotic.
So we came over here on 2 weeks vacation, so we decided we'd take a tour of Washington and all the places around here. I think it's nice. You got a lot of people, I tell you. Ooh, Lord. I like it. It's nice. I'd rather be in Louisiana, though.
Washington Monument. I like going up in the elevator and looking out the windows and seeing big, little, tiny cars.
Standing here, one thing that bothers me is why this city is so beautiful and the rest of the nation isn't. You know, I mean, this city seems to have everything, and all the other cities seem to have been let go, and that bothers me.
Any time of the year, anybody in our country ought to take the opportunity to come to Washington to see their nation's capital.
I think it is a beautiful country. That's why we're here. We wanted to make this trip on a honeymoon. How do we get to the cemetery?
I'm proud to be born in the United States, and this is my wish, and I finally got here.
The 4th of July in Washington, D.C., and how people in the city are celebrating the holiday.